Hello, everyone. This is Sister Mavis Blake here. I just want to greet you all in the wonderful name of Jesus. It's a great privilege, another time to come, another year to as we embark upon our 40 days of fasting and prayer. You know, we come to present ourselves to the Lord and to inquire of Him where He's wanting to take us and to be willing to follow and to go where He's taking us. We give all glory and honor and praise to Him because it is a great day to be alive. I give God thanks. We have such a great privilege to be called the children of God. Our future glory is not yet made known, but we know what the scripture said. We know not what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like Him because we will see Him as He is. The children of Israel experience a glimpse of His glory on Moses' face when he came down from meeting with God on the mountain. Peter, James, and John experience a glimpse of His glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. Praise God. And we are anticipating not to just get a glimpse of His glory, but as we embrace what we have learned from the scriptures, from those who have had personal experience, we can't but wait with great anticipation for what our experience will be like. It said, we do not know what we will be like, but we know we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Hallelujah. We are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Somebody said, we shall be caught up to meet Him. Oh, glory to God. Children of God, let us keep on holding on all what we're going through in this life. It's nothing to compare with the joy that we shall receive when we see Jesus. Let us keep holding on. Let nothing distract us or sway us from enjoying, from receiving the promises that He have for us, the promise of eternal life, that we will spend eternity with Him. Oh, I am looking with great anticipation to see, to get a glimpse, to see Him in all His glory, in the fullness of His glory. Praise God. Let us go on. Let us go on. Let us go on. Let us keep on keeping on. Because this is not fable. This is for sure. It's a for sure thing that if we cleanse ourselves, keep ourselves, abide by His word, we shall see Him as He is. Heavenly Father, how great Thou art. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your words. We thank you. Oh, we thank you for saving us. Father, you are a merciful Father, a loving Savior, a compassionate Lord. We praise and thank, we praise you with thanksgiving from our lips that was flowing from our hearts today. Lord, we approach the mercy seat. Your word declare that it is by your great mercies that we are not consumed. Thank you, Lord. Your word also tells us that if we confess with our, if we confess our sins, you will, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O Lord. How we need your cleansing. How we need your cleansing, Lord. Father, we ask that you forgive us. Oh God, if you punish all your people, there will be none left, Lord God, according to our sins, if you punish us. But Lord, we look to you and we know that you are a forgiving Father. And your words tells us that if we come to you and ask, you will grant it unto us. Lead us today, Lord. Guide us in all of our ways. As we go through this time of fasting and prayer and seeking, oh God, your face, drawing closer to you, standing on your words, Lord God, it is your words that will cleanse us and that will bring us, oh God, into sweet fellowship with you. So we ask you, Lord, that you would be with us, oh Father, that as we go through, we will not just go through the motions, but Lord, it will not just become a habit, a ritual, but it will be real to each one of us, Lord God. Drawing close to you, standing, Lord God, on your promises. Oh, Father, doing what thus saith the Lord, God Almighty. Oh, Father, we will worship you. We will praise you. Oh, we will talk about your goodness, Father. And Lord, it will, your words and your commands will reflect in our lives, our attitude. And Father, others will get a glimpse. Oh, hallelujah, when they look at us and see, oh, hallelujah, how we have changed, how your word have changed us. Oh, being close to you have changed us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord, and hear our every cry. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are our Father, a good Father that takes care of his children. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you for keeping us until this very hour. And we pray that you would move among us, move in our midst. Oh, let there be a mighty outbreak of your praises, of your power. Oh, Father, pour out upon us that, Lord, we can not be the same, but, Lord, we will be changed. Oh, God, our behavior, our attitude, oh, God, our walking, our talking, oh, God, will be changed because we have been with you. In the name of Jesus, I look to you today. I look to you, Lord God, that you will grant the desires of our hearts as we continue to seek you. As we continue, Lord God, to abide in your will. Father, hear us now, we pray. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.